Monster Man, episode 313, Stalwart and Tortle.
Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games.
In today's episode, we're continuing our journey through the Humanoids section of Creature Catalog, the 1986 supplement for Basic Dungeons & Dragons. If you've subscribed to the Patreon in recent days, you may not have received your thanks on the show yet, and that is because I am recording these episodes well in advance. It's not that I don't want to express my thanks to you, because I absolutely do. It's just that this episode was in the can before you subscribed, but you will have your thanks just as soon as I get the chance. All right, let's begin by talking about the Stalwart. Now, there isn't much background to the Stalwart, which I think is a shame because their behavior is so strange that I'd love to know where they came from. Although, on the other hand, they're quite fairy tale-y, so I suppose they don't really require that much explication. The Stalwarts are large, muscular, not terribly bright humanoids who love to challenge people to athletics competitions. So, not fights, but things like arm wrestling, or who can throw a boulder the furthest, or archery, or log rolling, or whatever. Just good, clean fun. The only downside for the party is that stalwarts love to gamble, and they would like to place a bet on the outcome of this contest, and they would like half your gold or something, which is a lot, but on the other hand, they're not very bright, so I imagine they'd be pretty straightforward to trick. On the plus side, if they lose the competition, they will serve you for a month, although they won't, like, go into danger. You know, they're not going to fight your battles for you, but they are very strong, so it'd be cool if they carried all the treasure for you. And there's a little mini game in here for running athletic competitions, which doesn't really allow for the amount of adventuring party cheating that I would expect, but, you know, that's half the fun. I think the fun of the Stalwart comes from the role-playing. Maybe I just think that because this is quite similar to a character I played. I played in a Changeling the Lost game for a long time, and I had a character who was a jock. I deliberately built Biff to have really good physical stats, but, like, not be that great at fighting. What he was great at was athletics. And then, like, he was good in a fight merely by the virtue of being, like, strong and well-coordinated, but I built him to not be a combat character in a game that had a lot of combat characters, and he loved competition because it was fair. You know, anybody can win in a fight, because fights are full of cheating. And so I sort of imagine the Stalwart as a bit like Biff, you know, or like Moose from Archie Comics, right? Like kind of a good-natured lummox who just wants to race and can't find anybody to race him. These guys are always like going in dungeons and you fighting beholders and bringing up chests of gold, and he just wants to see who can flex harder. He just wants to have a flex off. He will fight you if you ignore him long enough. That is the one thing that I think is just like, why won't anybody have a log rolling bout with me? It just makes me so angry. But I think if you play this guy as kind of a cheerful jock, you know, particularly because he's not super intelligent, he's not very, like, concerned with the world around him, I think there's a lot of potential for comedy. He's kind of a comedy monster. I don't know where he comes from or really what his deal is. And I expect, you know, I wonder if he is a mortal under some kind of curse, or he's some kind of, maybe he is some kind of fey being that has, like, observed humans and just kind of wants to play a child of some kind. Maybe he's a baby giant. I don't know. I think those are all good possibilities. And it's very on point for certain types of fantasy to have someone who, like, stands at a river ford and challenges everyone to a feat of strength. You know, normally it's someone who, you know, hangs their shield on a tree branch and waits for someone to come up and strike it with a lance, rather than someone who challenges you to see, you know, who can crush the most beer cans on their forehead or whatever. But I think there's some fun to be had there, although it's more of a piece of, like, local color than something that's going to make a huge difference to the game, but there's nothing wrong with a little local color. Next up, we have the Tortle. Now, Tortles have made a big comeback in recent years. They featured heavily in Tomb of Annihilation, the 5th edition book set in Chult, where they are a playable species, and people love those Tortles. They want to play Tortle monks and Tortle sorcerers and Tortle artificers and I don't know what all. And sure, because turtle people are cool. I do think that it's interesting. I think these guys also come from X9. I wouldn't swear to it. But if that's right, then I wonder if it's a coincidence that X9, The Savage Coast, comes out in 1985. And the first issues of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come out in 1984. Now, the only reason that I don't think Turtles are directly derived from that is that initially I don't know that it was the phenomenon that it would go on to be. So I don't think that the Turtles are directly inspired by Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just because I don't know if Merle and Jackie Rasmussen and Anne Gray, who are the people who wrote The Savage Coast, were necessarily big, small press comics fans. I mean, hey, maybe it's possible. But also, maybe if you're designing a coastal setting, turtles seem like a, you know, a pretty reasonable thing to put there. Although, I guess, in fairness, they're not turtles. They are tortoises. They are the land-dwelling counterpart to the aquatic snappers. But so turtles are pretty great. They can retreat into their shell to protect themselves, of course. And there is some description of how they retreat to these, like, fortified camps to lay their eggs. And once they have laid their eggs, they die. And it also says that turtle eggshells can be made into suits of very light plate armor, if you have enough of them. Now, my first thought, of course, was that these would be the shells that the youngsters have broken out of, because, you know, those are basically going around for nothing, right? I don't know why the turtles don't just make them into plate armor. But also, I have not read X9 The Savage Coast, and based on the reviews, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a must read. But there are adult turtles hanging out with child turtles in that, like, with their kids. So, because that life cycle is kind of sad. Like, the idea of that sort of sacrifice to bring up the next generation, you know, is quite moving. But also, apparently, that's not how it is in the scenario. But I don't know. I haven't read it. Anyway, turtles are great. But they're great kind of not because of anything that's in this monster entry. They're just great because turtle people are cool. Like, everybody's got a favorite turtle. You know, whether it's, like, the little one that eats the raspberries, or it's, you know, Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda, or typically it is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle of some kind. You know, everybody loves a turtle. You know, they're fun little animals, and, you know, a lot of people have pet turtles, etc. So we have a lot of affection for turtles, and that translates into an affection for turtles, and I think that's particularly visible in the current popularity of turtles, which is not based on, like, a bunch of affection for X9 or whatever. Ghosts of Saltmarsh, the Fifth Ed book, is motivated by the fact that Sinister Secret of Saltmarsh is widely regarded as a classic. You know, Curse of Strahd is motivated by the fact that Ravenloft is widely regarded as a classic. But I don't think anybody's like, ooh, The Savage Coast. The turtles wound up in Chult because turtle people are fun. They're just kind of fun. And the turtles are, you know, pretty chill dudes, which is the impression, like, a tortoise gives you the impression that it is a pretty chill dude. They don't get too excited. I have babysat a tortoise on a couple of occasions, and it was an extremely undemanding task. The only thing was that sometimes it would, like, try to go behind a bookcase and I would lose track of it, and that, you know, then I'd have to go looking for it. But other than that, like, it was a pretty relaxed kind of a pet. I don't know that I would do it now. Pepper might bark at it. So anyway, yeah, there are a lot of animal people in the creature catalog, and animal people in general work largely based on what we think about that animal. The Gator Man works better than the Caiman just because we have a gut feeling about alligators in a way that we don't have about caimans. Similarly, the turtle works because there's something about a tortoise's face that just seems friendly and fun, but, like, in an undemanding way. And that's kind of what turtles are like. All right. We have got a special episode coming up for you this week. We're going to be talking about the Baku, a creature from Japanese folklore. And then we're going to be returning to our journey through the creature catalog. So please join me for both of those right here on Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. Thank you for listening.
If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, gonzohistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time.